we produce a lot of food on a relatively small area. As to conventional farming, they use up large areas of soil, they use lots and lots of fertilizers, and I think with the world population growing, if you can make it more compact and produce more per square meter, as we look at it, then I think it can really contribute to feeding the world population for the years to come.
Hello, intelligent viewers, and welcome to Planet Earth, Our Loving Home. This week we visit Thanet Earth, a state-of-the-art greenhouse complex in the UK, where annually millions of peppers, tomatoes and cucumbers are grown hydroponically. Thanet Earth is the largest greenhouse operation in the UK, with a total of 55 hectares under glass. Using advanced technology to collect and conserve water, recycle nutrients and minimise energy use, it is leading the way towards greater agricultural sustainability. Plern van Malkenhorst, General Manager of the Rainbow Growers Group, is involved in growing peppers at the site.
Thanet Earth in its current existence is a joint venture between Fresco Group Limited and three specialist grower companies. The greenhouse that you see behind me is Rainbow Growers Group, which is 85,000 square metres of pepper. The other two sites that is part of Thanet Earth are cucumbers and tomatoes.
If you have to do this outside in a traditional way, it would take a lot bigger area to grow all these things. Plus, of course, it's cleaner, it's easy to work with, and you basically use less of everything to produce a bigger amount of vegetables. The work is lightweight.
It's all about intensifying production. Which is a prime example of our operation here. We use hydroponics, which enables us to intensify production per square meters. We use less natural resources. We recycle as much elements as possible.
Young plants from nurseries are placed in grow bags filled with a fibrous material called rock wool insulation, which is made of basalt rock and chalk. The roots of the crops are then intermittently fed a water solution. Crop manager Otto Venick now gives us a demonstration of the system.
As you can see here, there's a little tube with this little plastic stick on it. Once we start watering, the water will come into this little plastic spike and we bring it directly to the plant, which is this little cube here that contains the plant's roots. This mat here you see is just a rock wall mat where the plants are standing on. Now if we open this up, you can see a few roots here growing. So the water ends up going into this rock wall. The roots grow straight into this mat of rock wall, absorbs all the water, and all the water that we don't need ends up in this little gutter here, as you can see, and that drips right back into a basin. So we catch this water and we reuse it. Conventional farming, they bring water to the plant, but they bring water to a lot of other areas as well that don't have any plants on them. We, as you can tell, just bring the water to where the plant is. Everything the plant needs, it absorbs. And all the rest of the water we catch and we use again. There's definitely a big difference.
The majority of the water needed for cultivation is collected by an on-site rainwater catchment system.
We use all the runoff water that we get from the rain. We catch that as well, and we store that in a big basin. And we use that water, so we're not actually getting any water from the city. So again, that is good for the environment. We keep our usage in everything to a minimum.
Thanet Earth has a unique system for collecting water that condenses inside the greenhouse.
We collect rainwater on the outside of the glass, as well as condensation water on the inside of the glass. We therefore use a double gutter, a gutter inside that transports the water into the pond outside, as well as the water on the main roof.
This method of agriculture lengthens the growing season, enabling the cultivators to produce much more food annually when compared to conventional means, over 2 million tomatoes are harvested at Planet Earth each week, 52 weeks a year. Approximately 700,000 peppers and 500,000 cucumbers are picked each week from February through November. Using computer-controlled systems, the plants are provided with ideal amounts of heat, light, water, and nutrients. The pepper plants, which are planted in mid-December each year, are already thriving.
So this plant at the moment here has been put in the greenhouse on the 15th of December. Right now it's about 60 to 70 centimeters tall. Over here you can see the first fruit set, as we call it. This is actually going to be the first pepper we're going to be harvesting from this plant. The flower is actually bending down a bit. This will form a nice little flower, then it'll shed its petals and become a pepper. So these plants are going to just keep on growing until they get about 3 meters tall, 3.5 meters even. And throughout the year they're just going to be producing peppers for us.
Plants actually need a pretty constant temperature throughout the day, and a little bit cooler at night, a little bit warmer during the day. And therefore we use these pipes running throughout the whole greenhouse. And if it needs to be a little warmer in the greenhouse, the computer will automatically warm up the water that flows through them a little bit, and therefore maintain a constant temperature throughout the day. This is all done automatically by our computer climate control system. We have sensors everywhere. It does everything itself. It thinks by itself. And if it needs adjusting, it will adjust by itself. So everything kind of runs automatically. But that's how we keep the climate the way we want it.
In summertime, the energy required to cultivate crops inside the greenhouses is far less than other times of the year.
During the summer, we of course get a lot of radiation from the sun into our greenhouse, and then the greenhouse warms up. The plants love the radiation from the sun. We use substantially less energy as well during summer, which is great for us because it's cheaper, but it's also better for the environment again, obviously.
How does pollination work within the greenhouses?
Well, normally you would introduce bees, bumblebees or bees or wasps, and they will pollinate the flowers for you. They will pollinate the plants for you. In peppers we don't, but that's basically how it works.
Another wonderful aspect of hydroponic grown produce is that it is free of pesticides.
It's better for the people that buy our product. They get a clean product. We get, for instance, residue testing of our peppers done by an independent institution, and they always come back zero. So if you buy peppers from here in Kent, you buy peppers which are pesticide free.
One of the innovative features of Planet Earth's operations is its combined heating and power system. Each greenhouse has its own power station, which burns natural gas to generate electricity.
We're pretty much carbon neutral in terms of CO2 emissions. The CO2 that we produce through using the engines, we feed back into the greenhouse as a growing prover for the plants. We use the heat to heat up the greenhouse. The electricity we sell back to the national grid. There is a machine in the boiler area that cleans the emissions, so we've got the purest form of carbon dioxide to feed back to the plants. The plastic lines here, there's tiny little holes in it. The CO2 comes in the greenhouse from the middle of the line and evenly doses the CO2 into the greenhouse.
The cucumbers, tomatoes and peppers raised at Planet Earth are all processed and packaged at an on-site plant. The tasty produce is then shipped to local retail markets.
The main aim we have here is from the initiative Local for Local. We're producing local for the local area, therefore reducing food miles, which enables us to be close to our market, and therefore reducing transportation of imported produce.
On many occasions, Supreme Master Ching Hai has spoken about why a plant-based diet is the most sustainable solution for our planet, including the benefits of hydroponic agriculture.
We can do that through such a method as hydroponics. You can even plant and harvest indoors. So we can do it also by ourselves. There's no need even farmers. If we have a little garden, we can plant it ourselves. Or if we have a balcony, we can even plant it in water. We must start now so that you can have your own vegetable. It's very easy. If you just have a little pot even on the balcony, the size you want, and you just sow some seed on it, a few days later, you already have some vegetable. You know, salad, for example. Some are grown in 3 days, or 1 week, or 2 weeks. And you can always take turn to grow it again.
Our thanks, Otto Venick and Plun van Malkenhorst, for providing us with an informative introduction to Thanet Earth's hydroponic operations. Thanet Earth's cultivation methods are truly the wave of the future. For more details on Thanet Earth, please visit www.thanetearth.com. More information on the Rainbow Growers Group may be found at www.rainbow-growers.nl. Thank you, esteemed viewers, for joining us today on Planet Earth, Our Loving Home. Next on Supreme Master Television is Enlightening Entertainment after Noteworthy News. May all beings enjoy an abundance of organic plant-based food in a vibrant vegan world.
For more details, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/PE.